Now, of course, being a long weekend, it probably comes as no surprise that went down to Denmark, because that's what we do. Saw our beautiful old mate, Captain Paul.
Oh, how is he?
He's great, and he sends his love to everyone.
Good.
Being Captain Paul, the mad professor that he is, putting up all sorts of weird things and trying experiments and whatnot. But it was a special weekend for my wife, T, and I, because for the first time in a long time, we went alone.
Oh, you didn't have Steppy D.
Didn't have
Steppy
D. She stayed with Nana. We didn't have Florence the Dalmatian. She stayed with her lovely dog lady that we sometimes leave her with. We had it to ourselves.
Okay, here we go.
It doesn't
Romance.
Happen very often, does it, Pete? I don't know guys have had a date together in years.
No, generally our dates consist of the 2 minutes from our house to school to pick up Mila. That's when we get out alone time together.
Absolutely. Well, it was all going well, and sounded like it was going to go even better when my wife said to me, "I've organised a little special something for us."
It's business. It's business time.
That's what you're trying to say. You're trying to say, let's get down to business. It's business time.
Ooh. I'm thinking, hello.
Yes.
What little naughty, decadent thing have you organised for us, my love? Turns out it was very nice. Wasn't quite what I was planning on. It was a sound healing.
What a mood killer.
I love a sound healing, but I think it's about expectation.
Yes.
You know, I've had a partner who once said to me, my ex was like, I've got the day planned, and I thought, fantastic. And then he took me to the Motorplex, and I've never felt more let down in my life.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I have a very open mind on all those things. I can't think that it can be bad. You know, relaxing, beautiful sounds, beautiful thoughts, beautiful energy in the air.
What?
You know?
So can you take us through a sound healing? Like, what is it? What did you experience?
Well, look, I will, Pete, because it's not my first time around a Tibetan prayer bowl. basically, the idea being, and I go with this, is that sound, I mean, we know how music makes us feel.
Mm.
You know, joy, sad sometimes, those vibrations do impact on our emotional center. And the idea being that these beautiful sounds allow you to relax, maybe get in touch with some stuff you want to breathe through or think about or meditate on. And it's just a way of using the literal vibrations, the sound waves, to get into your psyche and heal you at a cellular level.
Right.
And they're amazing.
Yeah.
Like a good sound healing, like the sounds and the incredible, because they use rain sticks and all sorts. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The only problem is I do breakfast radio. Now, I live my entire life in a kind of constant state of jet lag.
Yep.
So you lay me down on a mat and you put a blanket over me, I'm going to sleep. And that's what happened. And I snored for the entire hour while these other poor people are trying to be healed by the vibrations of beautiful sounds.
Of your snoring.
And my wife said to me, you were out. I knew you were out from like 30 seconds in.
Oh, well, she'll never book it again.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure you can get healed while you're asleep as well.
Maybe.
Sure.
So you're lying there asleep. Guess what he was dreaming of?
Yes,
yeah. And then we got back and bloody Captain Paul was there.
Guys, it's National Kindness Day, so
yes.
Let's spread a little love. Because, you know, I think love is a beautiful thing, and I think we all know the world could use a little extra love most of the time.
I think being kind is the one thing we can all do that actually does make a difference.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
But the thing with love is that it's complex. You know, love is very complex. Sometimes you meet the right person at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're in the wrong place. Like, it's just a difficult thing to get going.
Mm.
And it's not always like the movies.
Why didn't you write me? Why? It wasn't over for me. I waited for you for 7 years. And now it's too late.
I've written 365 letters. I wrote you every day for a year.
You wrote me?
Yes. It wasn't over. Still isn't over.
Oh, God, what a movie.
Still isn't over, guys.
Oh, jeez.
Did they film that this weekend in 2J? It was very wet.
Yeah. Oh, The Notebook. The beauty of The Notebook. But, you know, these things happen. You can fall out of love or the relationship doesn't go ahead. But sometimes you hear from them later in life.
Sure.
And you go, Well, this could go somewhere. Now, recently, my friend was contacted by an ex of hers, and she was engaged to him many, many years earlier, and the marriage never went ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And she has since gotten married and had kids to someone else.
Yep.
Now, her ex has found her online and reached out to say hello 43 years later.
Oh, my goodness.
43 years.
And so in that 43 years, there was never so much as a passing, bumping into each other.
No.
Nothing. It's just been complete radio silence.
No contact, no nothing. Never seen each other. Gee, they've both gone on and lived their own lives.
Uh-huh.
And now 43 years later, nothing untoward. He's just got in touch and said hi. He hasn't forgotten her.
Okay.
And they had a bit of a chat. But sometimes hearing from an ex can rekindle some things, depending on where you're at in your life.
Yes.
And I would love to know if you've been contacted by an ex after some time had passed, where did it go? What came of it?
Jackie and Yanchep, they said in tandem. Good morning to you, mate. How are you? Talk us through it. What happened? How many years was it?
So I had a meaningful 3-month relationship with this guy, and in the 80s, and we kept in contact vaguely over the years, but not really. We went our separate ways. And 20 years later, he came from Australia to fetch me, knocked on my door in South Africa. And a month later, I packed up my whole life and I now live in Perth.
What?
And you're still
married
together?
To him. Yes, I'm married to him. I've been married to him for 9 years now.
How wonderful.
I mean, did he suss the situation out, Jackie? Or did he just arrive at your door and go, oh, you've got a husband and kids. Good to know.
Oh, no, no. He since had been divorced, and when he was divorced when I met him, so he had a little one then, but I never got married. And yeah, so it was years and years later. And he literally just knocked on my door one day. He said he was maybe coming to visit South Africa. And the next thing, there was this knock on my door, and there he was standing there. And I went, what are you doing here? And he went, I've come to see you. And a few days later, he kind of, we laughed and joked, and my friend said, oh, he's confessing undying love. And we went, ha, ha, ha. Laugh, laugh. And the next thing, he put some money on the bed and he said, there you go. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. Come and have a look.
Wow. That's incredible stuff.
Oh, what a great story.
Liz in Dianella, hello. How much later did your ex contact you?
Well, he didn't. I contacted him 32 years later because I kept having dreams about him. I thought, no, I'm going to ring him. And so we got married on Saturday.
Oh please,
congratulations.
And so we've been together for 7, so it's a very happy outcome. Each other's first love, and it was just like slipping on an old shoe or something. We are the same people. It was just, and yes, we are kind of ecstatic, yeah.
That's amazing.
32
I'm very happy for
years.
You.
Me too. Let's go to Secret Harbour. Chantel, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, we're great. Tell us about, how much later an ex reached out.
So it wasn't me. It was my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And not long after my grandmother passed away, some 13-odd years ago, he received a condolence card in the mail. And it was from a lady who he had previously had a thing with.
Mm-hmm.
It was 50 years beforehand.
Whoa.
And, and after everything kind of settled down, my granddad reached out to her and they actually ended up getting married. And I didn't realize, but they had a son together before he had met my grandmother.
Oh.
Yeah, and it wasn't a secret. Everyone knew about it, but she kind of left expecting him to follow and he didn't.
Uh-huh.
And then he met my grandmum and they've had 4 children together and lots of grandkids and they've both passed away now. But
yes.
Yeah, 50 years.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
Wow. Well, true love never dies, right?
That's incredible.
I suppose, yeah.
See, life is like The Notebook, guys.
This is Pete, Matt and Kimber. Pete, Matt and Kimber.
Now, over the weekend, a long weekend, gives us an opportunity to all just take a breather, get out of the rhythms and the momentum of life and go, let's focus on the house for a little bit.
This sounds like an ad for Bunnings. The long weekend's a great time to get you.
Let's clear out the shed.
Or in this case, the house, Kimber.
Oh.
Now, my wife is nesting at the moment. And for people who don't know what nesting is, it's when a pregnant woman goes through a stage of looking around the house and seeing all of the tiny little things that haven't been an issue for a very long time all of a sudden become a very big issue.
Okay. Right. They've got to be fixed.
Right. Now, one of these is she's noticed Phil. Now, Phil is my Fijian tiki mask that we brought back from Fiji when we went back in 2013.
Okay.
And she's gone, babe, it's time for Phil to go.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A sad day in our household because Phil has been a beloved member of the family. But all of a sudden, she's looking at Phil going, it's probably a little bit too scary for the kids.
Oh.
Now, the reason why I bought Phil, as a lot of people who've probably gone on their first overseas holiday have gone, I'm going to buy this exotic thing and we're going to create a wall of all of these amazing exotic things.
Every time we travel somewhere new, we're going to get a new fantastic thing.
Right. Now, when we came home from Fiji, the furthest we ended up traveling was from Southern River to Hillary's.
Not quite the same tiki masks in Hillary's, are
not
they?
At all.
Yeah. You could get some great tea towels in that collection if you wanted to.
You could. Now, I brought Phil in. I'm just going to go and get Phil.
Okay. Why didn't you just bring it in earlier? Why are you going out for it now?
Because I want you guys to see Phil for the first time on the air.
Okay. Maybe it's bad juju if you don't.
He reactions live.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, my God, it's massive.
It's beautiful. It's what, about a metre long? Beautiful wooden, the varnish on it's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Gorgeous picture of a tortoise or a turtle on the top.
Yeah.
It's actually better looking than I thought it was going to be. Like, when you described it, I was picturing something kind of ugly, and that's nice.
I mean, I get the scary face thing, but that's what a tiki's supposed to be, right? Ward off
bad juju. Yeah. Now, Phil,
you have to get another suitcase to bring that home?
No, he had to be wrapped and we had to bring him in as like carry-on luggage.
Try getting that through border security.
I know. What's this thing worth?
Border security, I think it was a couple of $100. Actually, no, it wasn't. It was over $300 because I remember Liz getting very upset at me when she came over at the market and was like, what have you just bought? Thinking that this was a surfboard at the time because it's close to one and a half metres tall.
I know people who would love that. It's black and red and it's got some beautiful markings on there. It's shiny.
Mm. Yeah.
It's not my cup of
Come
tea.
On, Liz. Like,
it couldn't go in your house because it doesn't match anything.
Make a nice cheese board.
it's very right. It doesn't match a damn thing. And yes, it would make a nice cheese board.
But is this standard? What kind of person makes their partner give up something they love? Is it normal to go, I don't like it, and now you have to get rid of it?
Well, I have a selection of Manchester United paraphernalia that's currently sitting in the shed that isn't allowed in the house.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
This hasn't happened to you, KC?
No, I mean, I made a loose suggestion once. James put on a jacket once and he said, everyone loves this jacket. And I was like, oh, it looks a bit big for you. He's never, ever worn it ever again. And I said to him, I'm not telling you what to do. And he goes, no, you didn't like it. And I'm like, it was one time. And
he's never
bought it out. I don't even know what colour it is. That's how long ago it was.
There's a beautiful piece of Australian art by Frederick McCubbin called Down on His Luck. People would know it. It was a triptych, a famous Australian piece. And my wife doesn't like it because it's a bit sad and it's called Down on His Luck.
Yeah, right.
So that's not allowed in the house either.
Right.
It's all in the man cave.
I'd love to hear from people this morning. What did your partner make you get rid of? Hey, Stewie. Now, this isn't so much a what has your partner made you get rid of, but you've got a deal for me.
Exactly. Well, Phil will look perfect in my man cave for a start.
Okay.
You know, there's lots of other things you can have a chat with while in my man cave and a few other interesting artifacts, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to offer you a trade.
Oh, and this thing,
yes, and this Liz would not really be too worried about because it's tiny in aspect.
It's only tiny.
Oh, okay. Yep. Now, Stewie, this is sight unseen. You haven't seen the Phil the Tiki mask. So what are you prepared to offer?
Okay. I am an avid Hot Wheels collector.
Oh, you've got him already.
Oh, okay, Stewie. Yeah, you do have my attention.
A Forza Hot Wheels XB Falcon in mint condition.
What? How many Ks on the clock?
0 Ks, one owner.
Full service history.
Full service history.
So one more time, what is it? A Forza XB Falcon.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm doing a little Google search. Okay.
Yeah, can you?
Yeah, I'll find it for you.
Okay. Type in HW Forza XB Falcon.
Forza XP.
The sound you're hearing
Falcon.
Is people typing.
That's us going all into right. the...
Now, the, oh, okay. the bonus is a yellow submarine Hot Wheels treasure hunt set.
Oh.
Gee, the Forza Falcon's a lovely
it's
looking
a
car.
It's a lovely car.
In this example, it's yellow. What colour is yours? Yellow?
Yellow, yes. Oh, yeah, it only comes in yellow.
Yeah, it's got the black racing stripe. Ooh. It's got the nice big mag wheels. It's got the spoiler on the back of it.
Not a bad offer.
Not easy to fit a family of five into, though.
Quite easy. Huge trunk.
Mate, can I just tell you that a little, it wasn't that long ago that I was having a chat with someone about Hot Wheels because I used to collect when I was a young kid. And I used to absolutely love them. So have you had this one since original, since you bought it?
No, I actually bought it off someone else, but I have a complete set, and that is my extra.
Right, okay.
It actually needs a good home to go to.
Right.
Why don't we put that on the table and see if anyone else comes up with anything else? You know, like put it out there.
I think that's a great
like
idea.
Trading up from the paperclip.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a ripping idea. Stewie, are you happy to let me ponder... But also see what else is out there.
Not a problem. I might even up the ante. Depends what else they put on the table.
I like it.
Negotiation begins.
The Forza is on the table.
Okay. All right. Good on you, Stewie. Guys, we were asking for things that partners have made you throw out. We've got some calls here. Let's go to Tony in Henleybrook. G'day.
G'day. How are you?
Good, mate. Talk us through it.
About 30 years ago when my daughter was born, I had a... lime green LH Tirana G-Pack. Ooh. And it was a pig of a thing to drive, but I loved it. My partner, coupled with the rest of my family, decided it wasn't a safe car for a baby to be in, so I had to get rid of it.
That's heartbreaking.
I mean, the money you would have saved on the fuel, though, because the Tiranas were guzzlers.
Yeah, but it's worth a lot now.
And lime green.
Yeah.
Come on, Kimber.
It's the only car you don't pay a green tax on.
Yes.
Hey, Kate in Hammy Hill, what did you make him throw out?
He was keeping snakes in the freezer for taxidermy purposes, so I made him throw them out.
What, just home taxidermy? Does he know what he's doing or was it just a hobby?
He does, unfortunately. Yeah, it's a hobby, but he knows what he's doing.
Oh, well, snakes in the freezer.
Normally you put mice in the freezer
that's
to feed
right.
the snakes.
Yes, yes.
Yep. Yeah, that's a fair point. Jeez, taxidermy as well.
Not enough taxidermy going on anymore.
Really? Is it there? Pete, Matt and Kimber.
Sport can be good on a Saturday. It can be great on a Sunday. But it's bloody awesome on a Barramundi.
Except on a Tuesday.
Normally we'll get you on a Barramundi. How are you, Barra?
I love that. Barramundi, that's beautiful. I love going to Dockers training too because I feel really popular because there's always something going, Barra, Barra, Barra. I'm thinking, yes, I'm over here. But they're talking to David Mundy.
Right.
His nickname's Barra as well.
Yes.
So I get a big letdown there.
Oh, well, we're just thrilled that you're joining the show, that we're going to speak to you every week. Although now I see that there's going to be an opening on the commentary team. Bruce McAvaney calling it quits.
Yeah, I know. It's very sad, in fact. He's done 4 decades of commentary, and he's synonymous with the game, synonymous with Dennis Cometti. Cometti stood down, and then it was only a matter of time, I suppose, until Bruce thought, you know what, I'm 67, I'll probably give it away. He's still going to do the Olympics, and he's still going to do horse racing, because that's not quite as complicated or as long-winded. But I have got some information about him. We're 16 days away from the season starting, okay? So 16 days, so Thursday... 2 weeks is the first game. So that's Carlton versus Richmond at the MCG. And there's a big push, actually, for Bruce to call that game, to come back and just do one game as a big send-off because he hasn't had a send-off. And I reckon they should get Cometti with him. Bring back the great man as well.
Oh,
special guest. How good would that be?
Cometti's listening right now going, oh, come on, guys, give me a break.
Like Spock and Captain Kirk getting back together or something.
One more time.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid go for one more time. So, but I love Bruce. I don't know about you guys. Do you absolutely love Bruce?
Oh, he's a sweet man. Every time we've spoken to him, he's been lovely.
And so excitable. He's almost effeminately excitable, but in a really, you know, he's such a dad. Did you see that vision of him dancing when they did the racing ad? Did you see that? And the way he was dancing? He's such a dad. But he doesn't care. And he's so helpful to everyone. Any kid coming through, he'll go out of his way to talk to them. He arranged a limousine home for one of the guys that had come to the station who didn't have a way of getting home. There's legendary stories about just how generous he is with his time.
Yes.
And he loves Cyril Rioli. He loves saying it's special. Oh, it's so special.
Clever
buddy. And he always talks rhetorically too, so you never have to answer him. It's brilliant. You know, he goes, isn't it? Yes, it is, Bruce. You're right.
And you know, that it's the sound, isn't it? Like, much like when the great Richie Beno left cricket. You know, Dennis's voice and Bruce's voice, that commentary, that just seems part of the game.
It's anonymous. We were just talking to the producers out there. I don't think there'll be a pair like that ever again. Mm. I don't reckon there's that sort of level of ability, that commitment, that professionalism, and even just that sort of class.
Pete and Matt have been giving it a crack, but I don't know.
We need someone to replace him. So the three contenders to replace Bruce on Friday night, which is prime time. That's the key time. So there's James Brayshaw, who's Andrew's uncle, of course, from the Dockers. Hamish McLaughlin, who's Gil's brother, the CEO's brother, so he's got to be a chance, doesn't he? And Luke Darcy. And it feels like James Brayshaw will get the gig next to Brian Taylor on a Friday night. But it's not the same as Bruce and Dennis, I know.
It's just, the great thing about Bruce and Dennis is that they brought a level of broadcasting that was away from the sort of blokes club.
Exactly.
And that's
what
clever. I
enjoyed. It was half clever too as well, especially with Dennis with his phrases. Mm. But I'll tell you a funny story about those two. They had a pact. Because they travelled so much and spent so much time together, they had a pact that if they saw each other in an airport, they didn't have to speak to each other. So in the airport lounges, they didn't even have to acknowledge each other. That was their pact between themselves. So
we've got a similar pact outside of the studio as soon as we turn the mics off at 9 a.m.
Right, see ya. Yeah. Don't see you till you come back in. We have got a bit of audio, haven't we, Petey?
Yes, we do.
Chuck it in here. This was Bruce. He was on a kids show with, you know, those Muppet type.
Like Sesame Street or something.
They were interviewing him, of course, and he went along with it. And they said to him, can you commentate your life, Mr. McAvaney? And he started when he was a baby and all that sort of stuff and getting bullied as a kid. And he picks it up here when he was just about to go to school.
Take a listen.
Turns 11, hits a cricket ball, then starts to play a bit of footy, wants to be a broadcaster, goes to school, doesn't do particularly well, goes to the public service, travelling very badly, given a crack with a whip, gets into radio, starting to move along now, TV, radio TV, starts to call footy, goes to the Olympics, the footy, the racing, the Melbourne Cup, here's Carl Lewis with a flashing run.
Here's Carl Lewis.
He's extraordinary, isn't he?
He absolutely loves.
He will certainly be missed. Now, Barra, we've got to discuss this bloody rule that's reared its head for the AFL.
Yes. I hate it.
The standing the man on the mark.
Well, on the weekend, you would have seen one in that practice derby where Brennan Cox was standing on the mark. Oscar Allen had the free kick to have a shot at goal from about 40 metres out. And Brennan Cox, all he did was turn around and walk back one step and sort of stretch his leg. And the umpire said, "Boop, you can't do that." 50 metres into the goal square, certain goal. So it's a 50-metre penalty as well. And the reason is now if you're on the mark, and Kimber, it's a bit like netball, you've probably played netball, you're not allowed to move. You have to be a statue. You have to stand there with your hands up. The umpire goes, stand. And he says, you're the man who has to stand. You have to stand there until he releases you.
Whereas normally you've been able to sort of jump around, move around a bit.
Yeah, you can jump. You can still jump. But if you move sideways at all or backwards or forwards, it's a 50-metre penalty.
Does that mean that the guys are in training with some of those street performers, statues, teach you how to do it?
Does this really change the game in any way? Because how many people have ever, like, magically caught it? Like, he's gone to kick it and I'm running off with it the other way.
That's definitely a one percenter. That doesn't happen very often. But the main premise behind it is that the guy with the ball can play on. He can run around you and it sort of opens the space and opens up the game. So understand the premise, but they've got to have common sense. You can't have, what if the guy gets a cramp or something? Oh, 50 metres, you know, or he goes down. So I reckon that'll change because once the fans get onto the 50-metre penalties, they'll hate it.
It's a big penalty,
on social media,
going, it's game changer.
Going bananas.
Yeah.
The other thing I needed probably to explain was what's going to happen? Will there be hubs? because your team, Petey, for Fremantle, is it your team?
Yeah, it's my team, mate. You know it.
He owns
it. You bloody beauties. Nice cheeky little win over the weekend.
Yeah, I reckon they're top eight too.
I'm hoping they break through. And the guys, the midfield's looking really strong. And I don't know if you saw a picture a little while ago. It was during a practice match, but Michael Frederick had his leg out and it looked like somebody had skinned a cadaver. And the muscle sinew was exposed.
Oh.
Like the guys are looking
so
fit.
Yeah. And Fifey as well. Might play forward. He could win the Coleman medal if he plays forward. That's the best number of goals in the AFL, the Coleman medal. He could win that if he stays forward.
But the hubs will continue if the borders don't change.
So what Mark has said, Mark McGowan, says if the Vics have no new community transmissions, he'll open the border on March 13, the border to Victoria.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which coincidentally is the day of the election.
Right.
It's incredible how that happened. But and then the Dockers play 7 days later, though. Patty, that Freo play Melbourne at the MCG.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's any hiccups in Victoria and there's a transmission or there's a positive test, they'll have to come back and quarantine for 14 days, which means they can't play footy for 14 days.
Yep.
So the AFL's going, no, we're not happening that. They're threatening hubs. So I feel McGowan's softened his language. I know he's been tough and everyone's loved it and they're all going to vote for him probably on March 13 because of that. I reckon he will make some allowances, some special exemptions for footballers.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
You don't get anywhere in this world unless you're an athlete.
Oh, but it is a fair point. Like, I have a bit of a laugh about it, but, you know, the amount of stories that we've heard over the past sort of 6 months or so of people trying to get back into Western Australia for things like seeing loved ones who are on their deathbed and, treatment and very important things. And yet, you know, you do hear the constant discussion of we'll let the blokes in, we'll let the AFL sort of move ahead, you know. So
it's them, Matt Damon though, and Chris Hemsworth as well, doing anything.
It's interesting though, because they, you know, how the government's driven a bit by polls. Well, they did a poll on do you want the AFL Grand Final in Perth last year, okay? And guess what percentage said yeah, go for it. 30% only.
Is that it?
Mm. Only 30%. So they said, whoa, that's a big flag to the government. You know what? We ain't pushing that. We're shutting the borders. We're going to keep everyone out. Because 70% of Western Australians do not want the AFL Grand Final here if it could jeopardise our health situation.
Yeah, sure. Mm.
So that, you know, footy's not as big as we thought it was.
Mm.
I mean, obviously health is the most important thing. So that derby, you're going to the derby, Petty? Oh, there's a doubleheader at Optus Stadium Sunday. The girls are playing, the AFLW are playing at 1:40. Eagles versus Dockers. Dockers women's team, amazing. So tough.
Yeah, a bit of a rough one over the weekend, though. Not getting a goal until the last sort of couple of minutes of the quarter and then losing their first game in, what is it, like a couple of years? I think.
Yeah, it was.
Was it 700-odd days or something?
2 years.
Yeah,
and
there
the West
you go.
Coast ladies had a win.
They did have a win. Yeah,
so it should be a cracking game, but the Dockers will be dirty, so they'll just four. They're scared.
Dirty Dockers.
They are tough. And then, of course, the men are playing at 4:40 afterwards, and tickets are available tomorrow. Up to 35,000 we are to get in, and all members are free. So how many people do you think will go to the footy? We're thirsty for footy, aren't we? Kimber, you're looking at me like, no, I'm not.
Mate, there could be 15 people there. There could be 1,500. There could be 15,000. I wouldn't have a clue.
I reckon 25 to 30.
Okay.
Which is a big crowd.
Yep. All right. Well, looking forward to it. Barrett, great to catch up with you, mate. Thanks for the updates. And, sad to see Bruce McAvaney go, but what an incredible career.
Barramundi. Yeah.